chapter 20, Shmuel Bet. We are in the middle of the story. It's after Absalom was killed, David HaMelech is going back to his palace. And if you remember, we emphasized last week that only like half of Am Yisrael are backing David HaMelech. If you look back to chapter 19, sentence 21, it says the king David HaMelech passed to the place called Gilgal in order to getting the kingdom again, but only the Navi says the Gam Hatzi Am Yisrael. In the meantime, they have some kind of debate, the tribe of Yehuda, that David HaMelech comes from them with the rest of Am Yisrael, the 10 tribes, and the 10 tribes that there's some complaint against the tribe of Judah. Why are you the ones that you call David HaMelech and you cross him with David HaMelech? We are the majority. But still, there was no answer. Chapter 20, sentence 1, gave permission. It says, "V'sham nikra ish bliyav ish moshe v'vim v'chi yimini." Ish mini is somebody that being described before his name already, that he's a very wicked person. Usually, when the Tanakh describes a person, first it says his name, and then his description. And that's right away description, even though that person is doing something bad, but again, before the act itself, you don't call him like this. You don't call somebody, it's the first time you're going to meet somebody, and he already has a title. It's called Ish Blial, a very wicked person. Just before when you know his name is being already described like this, and before his act, so far we didn't hear about him in the Tanakh before. It's the first time we hear about this guy, and already the Navi starts that, again, you still understand the Navi was written in Ruach HaKodesh, it is already the Navi starts with a description of that bad person, very wicked person, is Belial. The Gemara says Belial is a word that comes from two words, Belial. It means he doesn't have a yoke of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the wicked of the wicked. Ushmo, his name is Sheva ben Bichri Ishimini. His name is Sheva ben Bichri. Ishimini comes from the tribe of Binyamin. And over there, it means like this, that while there was a debate between the tribe of Yehuda and the 10 tribes, over there is standing one person, and we didn't hear about him. I don't know what position he had. Every time he takes out the shofar, ויקבל בשופר, ויאמר אין לנו חלק בדוד. It says three statements. אין לנו חלק בדוד. First of all, David is not our king. Just forget about this guy. ולא נחלה לנו בבן ישי. The Gemara said, then he said the second statement, it says we have nothing to do with his family. What it means is that Ben Ishai is the son of Ishai, and says forget about it. We don't want anybody to do with anything with this God that comes even from that family. Ish lo alav Yisrael, it says, Ish lo alav Yisrael, the Gemara says, it means everybody should go to his tent, and he refers the Gemara says to Avodah Zarah. It means everybody should go to his tent and do whatever you wish, just forget about this guy, we don't want him, we have no part in him. Again, I emphasize, the Gemara says, Ish lo alav Yisrael, everybody should run to his tent. The Gemara said, why are you saying Ohel? Why do you say the tent? The Gemara said, no, he means everybody should go to do his Avodah Zarah, do whatever you wish. What this has to do with Avodah Zarah? What's this speech about Avodah Zarah? Why is he saying he don't want David? He says he don't want David. I said he don't want David. He doesn't want David. He doesn't want anything to do with the tribe of Judah. And he also says, everybody run to your tent. What's amazing is, it's very amazing, that already, as we mentioned, if you remember last week, that chapter 19 was, that finally Absalom was killed, and they all went to David HaMelech, they're calling him back, and the 10 tribes are so-called arguing with the tribe of Yehuda. We wanted to bring David HaMelech, how come you did? Sounds all backing up David HaMelech. This guy is standing up, he blows the shofar, and he doesn't know if he had a microphone, but he heard him. Sentence 2, it's amazing, Vayal Kol Ish Yisrael, all of Israel, they're all leaving David HaMelech, they're all running after this guy, Shem Melchi, he says, we don't want David, forget about it, just ignore him, leave him, Stay away from him, we don't need him.
We don't do anything about this man.
Nothing.
Nothing.
You can know before I have to finish the lecture.
Well,
it's amazing. It's amazing. You won't believe who is this man. You won't guess it. Last year maybe would have guessed it. You won't believe what's going on. You can't guess it. You can't guess it. And this is the Gemara. This is not even Ari and Zohar. It's a Gemara. It's amazing. This guy, this, we never heard about this guy, has such a tremendous power. While all of Israel is bringing back to David HaMelech, and they're all upset, and they're all happy, and they're all like embarrassed with the joy of Avshalom. So Avshalom is dead. So they're all so-called want David HaMelech. This guy standing up is blowing the shofar, and he says a statement. They're all, says Vayal Kolish Israel. Some Chachamim said that complete all the 10, 11 tribes backed up this guy, Shevet Mimichi. Backing up. Ish Yehuda, only the tribe of Yehuda, the Kuv Malkam, the Adem, the Yerushalayim, they are the people that lead from the Jordan River until Yerushalayim, the one that accompanied David HaMelech. It says, while David HaMelech is walking, it says, the only one that left together with the Melech is the people from the tribe of Yehuda. The rest, they all join opposition against David HaMelech. For what? For no reason. It says, what happened now? Nothing happened now. And you have no reason even to say anything. Who are you? So Chachamim said it says the Ishimini that he belongs to the tribe of Benjamin, and of course he is a relative of Shaul HaMelech, and he has some complaints. Maybe he wanted the kingdom to come back to Benjamin. That Shaul was the first king, you know, and Ishbosheth was the second one. So therefore, he claims maybe that he wants to be the king. Again, sounds that that's what it is, but really it doesn't make sense. After a few psukim before, all of Israel said that they want David HaMelech, and in one second to the next, this guy is able to turn the whole nation back against David HaMelech. Again, he's not only against David, he's against the whole idea. He doesn't want nothing from them, he's uninterested, and he says, run to your tent. The Gemara comes with a statement, the Gemara says, this is something that Rebbe was very, very upset at Am Israel. And then Israel is saying for the team today, the Gemara says, because they all join this statement of this guy. It says, Kafub Malchut de David, they deny that David HaMelech is the king. They denied the kingdom belongs to Judah, and also denied that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king. Kafub Malchut Shamaim. It says, they said, no, we don't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu by following the instruction and this command or the screaming of these children between Ishlo Allah Israel. That they were very upset. The Gemara Zilakohu is very upset at us until today because of this statement. The question is, what's really behind it, and how come he has so much power? If you remember before, then just to revive our memory, when Avshalom did it, David HaMelech ran away. He ran away from Avshalom. At the time of Shalom did not have all of Israel behind him. He just had Achitophel and a few other people around him, but didn't have the majority of Israel. He was planning to have it. But in the meantime, the Navi says, sentence 3, by Avodah Ben Yerushalayim, the Yerushalayim, the minute David comes to Yerushalayim, Yikach HaMen HaTes HaNashim B'Rasmi Sh'Nishmot HaVai Yitim Yad B'Shvei HaKalkalim HaNim Baba. He found the 10 ladies that he left over there, never remarried them, but he left them alone, did not remarry to them because Avshalom did some things with them. So Amasa was a cousin, I think, of Yoav. He was the one that brought now to be the chief of staff.
He didn't want to join
us. Amasa ben Yeter. Ben Abigail. So Amasa was called by David HaMelech. David HaMelech doesn't speak to Yoav. He's upset at him because he killed Avshalom. So he called up Amasa. And Amasa used to be the chief of staff of Avshalom. He called him up and said, listen, I want you to dress the people of the tribe of Judah within 3 days, and you come as well over here in order to go and attack this guy, Shimon ben Michi. So something that we did, again, Shalom, we can answer because of Shalom was his son, maybe he did not want to attack him. But David HaMelech is very tough right now, and he's taking a position right now, that he wants to go and kill this guy. And it makes sense. I mean, David HaMelech is the king, and he's going to rebel against the king, so he wants to kill him. Maybe that's the thing. But he tells him that within, please go 3 days, but make sure that you come back here within 3 days. Yerach HaMasal Azik Et Yehuda, so HaMasal went and he tried to trap the people. Bayochar Min HaMoed, he became late. The Gemara says he became late, and the reason is that he started to go and collect the people. In the meantime, he came to one of the Knesset, and he saw in the Beta Knesset the learning a new Gemara, a new Halachot, and he said he doesn't want to disturb them. So he's waiting over there for them to finish the chapter, for them to finish the lecture, and then he's going to tell them to come. In the meantime, time passed. And then he tells us, we should know that in the meantime he was late, but Yochar Min HaMoed Asher Ya'ado, from the time that they put up, the Beta Knesset for them to come in 3 days, he didn't show up in 3 days. In the meantime, the Navi says, sentence 6, that David HaMelech is losing his patience from his save, and David HaMishai. He says, this guy is in more than just Navshalom, because he's not even my son. It is much, might be something much more than that. Atayu, kachat abdeh adonecha, please take some slaves. It means take some soldiers. Umudof acharav is chased Sheva ben Bichri.
Who is Abishai?
Abishai is one of the brothers. Abishai is the brother of Yoav, you know?
No.
It's Abishai ben Tzruya, and Yoav ben Tzruya, and Asel ben Tzruya, I think three brothers. So David is calling Abishai, and Abishai was one of the people that helped David the Melech. And he tells him, you should run. Midan can wait for Amasa, and you should go and grab some people and start chasing. Then Natalo Arimet told the Tire Nego, says, you know, this guy is very, very dangerous, and he might find a place that has a wall around it. It's called, he is going to find Arimet Soros, it means cities with walls. The Tire Nego, he might do something, bad thing to us. That's what it means. In the meantime, with Abishai going after him immediately, again, David HaMelech ignores Yoav, but when they hear that Abishai is going by, so they're taking after Abishai, the big ones, and the ones that know how to shoot arrows, the one that knows how to shoot the rock, and all the heroes, they all go over, all running up to Shemeshim. And it sounds like, you know, it makes sense, because the guy rebelled against David HaMelech, so they're going to kill him.
Is there a reason why they refer to Hazan Sheyoah?
Means that Yoav was really the chief of staff, that he had the people behind him, and David HaMelech wants to take his position away. And therefore David HaMelech is not going to call him, he called Abishai, he called Amasad, and he called Abishai. But when they hear that Abishai is going, they're joining, but Yoav is boiling. That he is being ignored by David HaMelech. It's a very big stone over there, next to the place Givon, and then you see in front of him, Amasa is coming back. It's after 3 days, but now it's coming back. Things like this, they're going to meet, and Amasa is coming, and Yoav, that's what Hashem said, that Yoav is very upset at Amasa, that he's taking his position, and he is having his sword hanging on him, in the wrong way. I mean, horizontal instead of vertical. And this, the sword came out and fell on the floor. In the meantime, Mehmet Rav Matah sent us 9 year up, goes to Matah, says, Shalom Matahim, my brother, how are you? But Tokhat Yadimin Yav is Kanda Matah in Shokor, like he's holding his beard. Matah has a beard, and Yav is holding it like to give him a kiss. And then there's 8, Matah lo nishma b'cher, Rashad Yav, in the meantime, Yav has bent down to pick up his sword, and Matah couldn't suspect anything because the guy's giving him a kiss. They are killed by Lachomesh, he hit him with his sword to the side of his stomach, Vayishpoch me'av, Rata Roshanah lo v'yamoz, he said to the inside of his stomach came out, he didn't have to hit him again, and he fell down dead on the spot. Yav Avishai Achiv, Radraf Acharei Shev Mechi. Yav and Avishai, Avishai is his brother of Yav, as I said before, Avishai and Asael, and Yav are brothers, and they're running. Just a man is dead on the floor, and they're running. Li Shamad Alav Min Arei Yoav. Person was standing by. And by Yom, Mi Asher Avetz B'Yoav, Mi Asher David Acharei Yoav. Whoever is behind Yoav and behind David, let go. We're going to find this guy, Shem Mekhi, we're going to kill him. The Amasa, since it's dead, this guy Amasa, Mitgolel Badam Etoch HaMetzelah, he is dead. All covered with blood, he is in the street, where the person saw that announced that everybody should join Yoav and run at Hashem Bechi, he saw everybody standing, and they're all standing and looking at the dead man. He moves him around, that he should not be like on the highway, on the street. Taman, he says, it's true, it's like something to cover him, that nobody should look at him, that all should continue running after Shem Bechut, like to ignore him, to ignore this murder, what happened to Amazon. Reka Shaul Gamin Amzila, when he put him away from that street, from the highway, Avar Kolish Achei Yoav, they're all joining Yoav to chase Shem Bechut. It means really Amazon should have done the job. But in the meantime, this Amasa is dead, and Yoav is taking control, and he is leading now the chase of the Shem B'Mechi. The Gemara says that the reason why really he deserved it, Amasa, because he was called Moret B'Malchut. David HaMelech told him he has to come back in 3 days. But in the meantime, he decided that he doesn't want to disturb people from learning. The Gemara said he learned by himself this kind of halakha, even though the king told him to go and to come back within 3 days with everybody, he ignored the king's command and he waited over there until the people finished to learn, and then he told them that the order, the command of the king. The Gemara said, Mr. Sanhedrin, Amasa was more than Malchut, he rebelled against David. Excuse me, he deserved death. Since he deserved death, he's going to get killed. Again, Yoav is not doing it because Amasa was rebelling against David HaMelech. But the question is, what really did happen? Now here, this is just to show you how careful you have to be. When the king tells you something, you have to do it exactly what the king says, and you cannot start to learn by yourself certain things and say, okay, I'll do this, I won't do that. That's the way it should be done. And this is the Gemara saying, Amasa deserved this. Again, not for the reason that Yoav is going to give, but again, he deserves death, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it this way, that Yoav is going to kill him. Of course, Yoav is going to get killed at the end by Shlomo HaMelech, Shlomo HaMelechim, and Gideon HaMelech, Hashem. But in the meantime, Amasa is dead.
But Amasa deserves that too, because he was with Absalom, he was getting the rebellion against the
100%.
Thing, that's why you
but the Gemara doesn't say this, 100%. Because David HaMelech himself told Amasa that this was something that you could not get away by becoming the chief of staff of Absalom, because the other one Absalom would have killed him. That's the Gemara said, that he had no choice. Because it's called Pikuach Nefesh. It means your life was in danger if you would not have taken the job by Absalom.
This was the reason.
That's for the reason that Amasa, that's why David HaMelech is taking him to make him the chief of staff, because David HaMelech thinks the same way that Absalom really forced him to become chief of staff, he did not want to become. But the Gemara says, the reason he deserves death over here, that's because he did not obey the command of the Melech to come back. That's what David tells us and describes the situation that he came with. This is just an excuse that you are killing him for no reason, just because he was upset that he is taking his position. But anyway, he deserved it. ויבוא בכל שבטי ישראל לבל עובד מאחר בכל הברים ויקלו ויקלהו ויבואו אף אחריו. They're all coming. He comes. Yoav comes and he goes through. And he goes through the places called Avela Ovet Maracha. And then in the meantime, everybody that he goes by, that... No, I'm sorry. No, that's not the explanation I said. No, that somebody else said it. Rashi said it means... Right. Hashem, Sheva. Right. Some of the Chachamim said it's Yoav. But Rashi said it goes back to Sheva Ben Bechir. The meantime, the seven machines running, he passes by through Olam Israel, and they're all joining him. That's what Rashi says. Other Chachamim say the opposite.
Yeah, Radak.
That's Radak, Rabbi Shaya, and others. It's a machloket among the Mefarshim, really. Who is the one that's passing by and convincing everybody to come? Rashi said the seven machines, and the other Mefarshim said, no, it means you are. Anyway, doesn't matter. The main thing is right now that we have this guy Shem Mechir, very strong opposition to David HaMelech, very, very strong influential on all of Israel, and Yoav and all his people are coming to kill him. In the meantime, he got into a city called Avila, and he's inside. And that city has a wall. Vayavur, Vayatsur, Allah says to give me the permission, they come, and Yoav is making a siege around this wall. He says now they're starting to pour sand, and they're pouring all kind of rocks, and they're bringing up the street level to the top of the wall. They're going to go to break the wall, and they're going to come inside and kill Shem Ben Bechir. It says that the thing that the port, it goes all the way up to the top of the wall. They all try to break the wall right now. It means they're ready to push themselves inside the city, and they're going to destroy the city, and they're going to kill everybody. How to kill everybody, we don't know. But the purpose is they're going to catch this guy. But תקרא אישה חכמה מן העיר, all of a sudden is a lady, very smart lady. The Gemara says, that lady is Serach Bat Asher. Serach Bat Asher, she is in Iran. This author can tell you, probably he went to her grave. And it's not her grave, that's the place that she disappeared from. That's the last place they saw her. She never died. She went straight to Gan Eden. She never died. But in Iran, if you go to Iran, there is like a monument of Serach Bat Asher, that a lot of miracles happen over there on Serach Bat Asher. That you can go over there, it's a very nice place that people go, and it's a very holy place. So Gemara says, that's the last time we hear about this lady.
It was her? This was
her? Yeah. Right.
She was right.
Hmm. She's not going to die. Wait, we're getting here in a minute.
Shachachama.
Yeah. It says, Vatikra Isha Chachama. Why she's being described as a smart lady? In the whole Tanakh, you don't find such a description about a lady Chachama. It says, Isha Chachama. I think this is the only lady. I'm not sure. I don't remember. I think it's the only lady that's being described.
Huh? Deborah.
No, Neviah. Neviah. Chacham Shlomo HaMelech being described, and I think she's the only one that she's described as Chachama. I think so, I'm not sure. I think so. That lady, Serach Bat Asher, is a very smart lady. So she's screaming from the top. Shimu, Imuna El Yoav, Krav Adina Madabra Elecha. Says, call up this guy, I want to speak to him. So Serach Bat Asher, Shimu wants to speak to Yoav. I Krav Elea, Vatomer Aisha, and she comes closer, and the lady says, Ata Yoav? Are you Yoav? And Rani, yes, me. And Rani, Shema, Divrei Amatecha, please listen to me, to your maid. And Rani, Shema, Anokhi, Yoav, said, I'm listening. Vatomer, Lemor, Daber, Yedabru, Barishuna, Lemor, Shaol, Yishalu, Be'abel, Vechen, Hetamu. First of all, you should have come and speak.
Because it says in the Torah, the Gemara says, say the Torah, when you come and you make a siege on your enemy, first you ask them if they want to give up, if they want to bring the white flag up. You don't make a siege and your people should not get started to break the wall. Says you can ask, hello, the people in this city is called Avel, are you ready to do peace with us? Are you ready to open the doors? What are you looking for? And then, Bechenetamu, and then if you would have asked it, they would say, okay, and they would open the door. What kind of business is this that you're going to attack? And she said like this, Anochi, I am Shelumei Emunei Yisrael. If you want to know who I am, she describes herself. I am Shelumei Emunei Yisrael. What it means is that we are believers in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Midrash says, the Gemara says, what she's really saying is that she tells Yoav, listen, Mr. Yoav, I want you to know that my name is Serach Bat Asher, and let me tell you something about myself. And she says, I can tell you two things about myself. Number one, she says, I am the one that told Yaakov Avinu that Yosef is alive. If you remember, she took the harp, and when the brothers came from Mitzrayim, well, without permission, Asher and the Siddur Shvatim had a swear that somebody is allowed to tell Yaakov Avinu. Because they made a swear. Now, how is Yaakov going to find out? So Chachamim said, Asher told his daughter without permission. That really the brothers and everybody else was upset at him because he so-called betrayed the swear. This was the promise of the Shvatim not to say, nobody is allowed to tell. How does Serach Bat Asher know? How does she know to sing the song of Yosef Hai and to play the harp? She's not allowed to do it. I said, how do you know it? And I said, my father told me. I said, my father Asher has no right to tell her. Chacham Chachamim said that it's almost he was punished, but since it told to Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov Avinu waived it.
Did they swear not to tell Yaakov or not to tell
anyone? Anyone.
Yeah, it's guilty then.
Right, it's guilty. Yeah. Anyone. And Serach Bat Asher, that's what she's telling now. Now she's telling Yoav, if you want to know about me, I'll tell you who I am. I am the one, Shelumei Munei Israel. He says, I am the one that told Yaakov, he says, so what? What is the big deal that he told Yosef, so what? Why is she so proud of herself? Then the Midrash says, she said something else also. I said, this is parasha. Ekach Moshe tasmot Yosef imo. It was time to go. It was really last week parasha, but it says in this week's parasha, that Moshe Rabbeinu took the coffin of Yosef, says the Midrash, says the Gemara. Moshe Rabbeinu could not find the coffin of Yosef. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu has Ruach HaKodesh and everything, he cannot find it. He went to Serach Bat Asher, and Serach Bat Asher told him that Yosef is buried in the Nile. They put him in a coffin, a very special coffin, and he is in the Nile. Another explanation, she said something else. But the most of Chachamim said that Yosef was in the Nile, and Moshe Rabbeinu had to go to the Nile, because of course he could not find the coffin, and he had to do a trick. He had to write the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the clay, he threw it inside, and the coffin came up. So she is telling Nayuav, I want you to know, that I am the one that told Moshe Rabbeinu about Yosef. I said, well, this has to do with the whole thing. What are you trying to say? To take credit for yourself. Because you're an old lady, because you are the last one from the generations. Everybody died, and you know where Yosef was buried, of course, an old man, 200 years old or 300 years old, so he knows everything. What are you trying to say? That's what she said. She says, I told Yaakov about Yosef, and I told Moshe about Yosef. I told Yaakov that Yosef is alive, and I told Moshe where Yosef is buried. This is what this has to do with anything. And this 19 of Tamsun, you know, Tam Evakesh, Lamit, Iva, Em Israel, Lama Evatem, Lama Chavat Hashem, what's the matter with you? She says to him, she says, you're trying to destroy a whole city. Lama Tevalana Chavat Hashem, what are you trying to destroy? The prophecy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yani Ma Bayoma, Chalila, Chalila Li, Imavala Mashiach. No, no, you're right, 100%. I'm not going to destroy it, I'm not going to make something bad. Lochen Rabat, the only thing, Ki ish me'al Ephraim shevim mechir shmoni, that a person from Ephraim is Moshe Binyamin, but he is in Ephraim. His name is shevim mechir, nasa yadu b'amelech David, ben David. He raised his hand against the king and against David HaMelech. It says the king, even if he is not David, David if he, even if he is not the king. And what kind of business is this? He rebelled, made a queue against David HaMelech. No otol levado b'alacham alayel. You just give me that man, and I go. In 1 minute, he says his head is going to be rolled off the wall. With your permission. What kind of business is this? I mean, you want to give somebody up, you take your energy, the Gemara says, for example, because the Gemara you will find me, I think. The Gemara says like this. In the time of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, this is Machshiman and the Romans, this story of HaMikdash. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi lived in Eretz Israel. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was in the time of Bet HaMikdash, taking Bet HaMikdash, and was time after Bet HaMikdash. And the Romans destroyed all of Israel. In one point they came to the city of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and I think the name, there was one of Chachamim that lived at the time, his name was Ula Bar Kashba, I think. One of the Chachamim, that the Romans decided that they want to kill him. For no reason. They said that he has a lot of influence on the Jews. So they came over there, and they made a siege around the city of Rabbi Shomer Levi. And they said, they want this guy. If they won't give him this guy, they're going to kill everybody. I said, the Gemara Yerushalmi, Rabbi Shomer Levi went to this guy who lied, convinced him, he said, give you life. Because if he's not going to give you life, they're going to come into the town and they're going to destroy everybody. So Ula went outside and the Machshiman, the Romans, killed him. And the Gemara continues, Leon Levi used to come to Rabbi Shomer Levi to study with him and teach him and learn with him, stop coming from him. So the Gemara, the Rabbi Shomer Levi says, Setan Yot, and didn't eat for a few days, I don't remember how many days, I don't know if he says, I don't remember. And then the other week came to him and said to him, what's wrong? So once you show up, he said, what's the matter with you? You gave this guy to the Romans? I said, I didn't give it to him. He went and said, he says, you told him to go? Why told him to go? He never told him to go. He says, what if they're going to destroy the whole city? I said, but he did not have to tell him that. You don't know what to do, but he did not tell him. You shouldn't do such a thing. Again, if you want to do it, you do it. So this is that big chachama. That Tehabat Hashem, big Chama, should have go and should have told the Hashem, if you listen, Yoav is here, he's going to destroy the whole city, please walk outside like a hero. He says, you don't tell such a thing. Cut his head off, throw it over the wall. It sounds like Nazi. What kind of business is this? She tells Yoav, wait 1 second, soon you can see his head rolled off the wall. What kind of business is this?
And this guy has the hundreds of thousands of people with him.
Millions of people.
How did you do it?
So the Gemara says, again, the whole thing doesn't make sense. But the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says that she came in after she spoke to Yoav, and she spoke to him quietly. And she came back to the people and she said, Yoav wants 100 or 1,000 people he wants to kill. Then he's going to go away. So who's going to go? He said, no one. He said, okay, so you know what, maybe I can convince him for 100. And then I convince him for 10. Then she said, let me convince him for 1. And if you give him this guy, he's going to go home. That's the Gemara. Again, it doesn't convince me. It doesn't convince me. There's a trick. You can hear the trick in a second. They always get there. But you should know, it doesn't work this way. It doesn't work, it's like Mr. Allen said. 5 minutes ago, all of Israel backing them up, this side in front of Judah, in 1 second, this lady is going to throw his head off.
What? That's not
going to
necessarily think about
what
the halacha is.
The halacha, okay. The halacha is right. Again,
the halacha is the halacha, they're not necessarily going to follow it, but...
Right. The Gemara brings the halacha. The Gemara brings halacha. What happens if you have Machshimam, the enemies are coming, make a siege on a city. And they say, give us one person. And we walk away. not allowed to give them anyone. Let them destroy the vessel. You are nobody to choose one person and to give. Somebody wants to go voluntarily, let's go. But you are not allowed to choose one and give them. But if they say you want this person, like this guy Ula, the Gemara says, if they pinpoint and they say, give us this particular person, then we will go away, you'll have to catch him and give him to the enemy to go away. That's halacha. But if they don't say you particularly who is the guy, you cannot just catch somebody and give it to them. If they say, give us one, we'll walk away. They say, okay, let's get somebody, doesn't matter who, murderer, doesn't matter who. Let's catch somebody, give it to them, you're not allowed to. I mean, he is looking for this guy, so the Gemara says, the Gemara brings from him. So from here, because he said, we want this guy, so even if he would not have said his name, he would just have said, if he would just have said, give me one, and I'll go away, not to give anyone.
This is very difficult to laugh
about. Very difficult to laugh.
This means that we're giving up to black men.
Right.
Yeah, like right. There is some, something, we want this guy.
Major problem. The problem in the army is a major problem. Major, that's the Chazanish about it, it's a major problem. Major problem. But this what the lady was able to convince. Then she came back with her wisdom. They cut his head off. They shook her on Yoav and says they threw his head to his Yoav by his Kaba Shofar. He blew the Shofar, they put him out of here, and everybody left the town. Yishlo allowed them all go back to his head. The war is over. Yoav Shav Yerushalayim, Mila Melev, Yoav comes back. That's the end of the chapter. Okay. Who is really this guy? Who is behind?
Yeah.
Who is this? Yeah. The Gemara Masechet, you know? The Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin, Terek Chelek. The Gemara says a statement like this. Who Shevavim Dechri? Who Navat? Who Micha? As Rashi says the Gemara, in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, Moshe Rabbeinu came to Kadosh Baruch Hu and said, what's going on with the Egyptian people? So they're taking children, put them in a wall with cement. Where are you, Kadosh Baruch Hu? Baruch said, let go. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I don't let go. I said, do you want to know something? Take one out. Moshe Rabbeinu took one out. This guy became Micha.
Micha.
Micha made a golden calf, Avodah Zarah. Micha had a statue in his Antoshei cave right across Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, Avdomar Choma Chema. It says the water was like wool. The Gemara says, what do you mean wool? The Gemara says, no wool. It's Choma without the vav, it's Chema, it's anger. The water are angry. And so why are they angry? Angry because of Micha. It says that guy Micha crossed inside the water, he has in his bag a special Buddha. I got why we go in a minute further down in a minute. Says Ari, this is what Ari says. Look. Ari says Micha was inside the wall. Huh? Moshe took him out from the wall. Here, there's going to be a wall around the town. You're going to throw, there's a coin above the wall. Because you belong in the wall. It says, we're not going to kill you because you rebel. You're going to kill you because you're a dead man from first day. It says, Moshe took you out of the wall. It says, how dare you to go and rebel against everybody? It says, no, not only that. When he blew the shofar, the first time he said, Ishlo, Alav Israel, he said, everybody, go do Avodah Zarah in your tent. He says, what's the matter with this guy? It says he's against David HaMelech, he's against Yehuda, and he's against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, why is he against HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is he against David? Is he against David? Why is he against the whole thing? He's against the whole system. And says, that's what Micha is all about. Micha is against everybody. That's why Rabbi told Moshe Rabbeinu, don't take him out. So then Navi will tell you that he is able really to convince Olam Yisrael, if you remember, that he is the guy that is blamed for the golden calf. When Olam Yisrael went around the golden calf, he says, Micha is behind the whole thing. He says, he has a big influence because he's going to see the many cry. He's going to see the many cry, he didn't say cry. So he's a big influence on Israel. But again, he was pulled out of the world. So that Chachama, that Terach Bat Asher says, I won't explain this. You know who I am, he says. No, I am the one that told Yaakov that Yosef is alive. I am the one that told Moshe Rabbeinu where Yosef is. He says, you know what means is it's Yat Mitzrayim, coming out of Mitzrayim. This is Parasha, it says Moshe Rabbeinu took the coffin of Yosef. This is the whole idea of crossing Yom Tov is because of Yosef. It says, Vayam Rav Ayonoz, it says, if somebody's going to ask you why the water split, is because it's the hut of Yosef. It says, without Yosef, we will get stuck at Yom Tov, at the beach. It says, the only reason why the beach opened up is because of Yosef. It says, that's what he tells this to Yoav. I want to tell you something, I know everything. I know what the hut became out of Mitzrayim, and I know who is in Kai, that disturbed us. From the whole thing that he crossed Yom Tov with this statue in his back. And I take over in 5 minutes, you see his head is off. He says, the man is a man, I'll throw him off the wall. Says, Dari, it's really behind it, if you remember. He says, why did they put this child inside the wall? Why did they put him inside the wall? Originally. Why originally he was inside the wall?
His mother.
Right, but originally, why Hashem let such a thing to happen to Am Yisrael, to put children in the world? Ari says, if you remember, those are the people that build the tower against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is Dor HaPlaga. They build the tower against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So those are the people that say the Shamot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought them in Mitzrayim and says, now you're going to be inside the wall. You wanted to make a wall, a tower against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here you are. It says, this was a rebellion against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This was Avodah Zarah against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, you're punishing to be in the wall. It says, Moshe Rabbeinu took him out, he can do Avodah Zarah. He has the statue in his bag. It says, what statue you have in your bag? It says, no, it's a statue. It's from Dor HaPlagah. I says, I'm not from this generation. Originally, I am from the time of Noah. I was helping to build the tower. That's why Hashem punished me that I should be in the world. Die in the world because I rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu by building a tower, construction. And says, the whole idea of Micha is that this thing. If you remember, Dor HaPlagah, the first one that rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says they rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says that man has a tremendous power. He is from that generation, and he can in 5 minutes to turn all of Israel against David HaMelech. In 5 minutes, we don't want David HaMelech. Says, who are you? He says, I'm from Dor HaPlagah. And from Dor HaPlagah, there's a tremendous influence on each other, and they all wanted to rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he is that's the power of his Micha. Eventually, that Micha has a son. His name was Yerovam. His name was changed to Nevat. The Gemara Master Sanhedrin, Zohar Noari, Gemara, said this guy, Sheva Ben Bichri, is originally, he came out of Mitzrayim, he's an old man now, his name is Micha, but in the meantime now he has a son, his name is Yerovam. And I'm going to learn about him in Sefer Melachim, that he is going at the end to do two golden calves. Two, not one. One in Beersheba, and one in Dan. No, not Beersheba, Bethel. Huh? Beersheba or Bethel? Remember, Beersheba or Bethel. So this guy Yerovam is making golden calf. And he's going to take all of Israel, he says, and don't go to Yerushalayim. And he says, what's the idea behind it? Gemara said, he is no Lama. But this guy Yerovam, it says, Chotur Machtit Arabin, he convinced Olam Israel in a way to do Avodah Zarah. He says, how do you come to such a thing? He says, this man was chosen by Nabi Achiyah Shiloni. The Rabbah said he can be the new leader of Am Israel. From 5 minutes to the next, he's the worst of the worst. The Gemara says, the Ramabah. He says, he lost everything. He says, where? He says, no, his father is Micha.
His guy, Yerovam ben Nevat, is Micha, Hashem ben Michi. His man is killed right now. His son is Yerovam, he's going to grow up, he's going to rebel against Rechavam, against David HaMelech, against Shlomo HaMelech. Again, at that time, he has this kind of permission to do it. But eventually, that's what he's going to do. He is going to rebel completely against the Kadosh Baruch Hu to convince everybody to do Avodah Zarah, indirectly maybe, but he put some soldiers not to let people to go to Beit HaMikdash. He said whoever wants to pray and serve the Kadosh Baruch Hu should go to his golden calf. And where did he get this idea? Of course, people learn the sense of Avodah Zarah. At that time was it Zarah for Avodah Zarah. I can be, what's the root? I can be a holy man like him, the Gemara described as a holy man, Yerovam, in the beginning when he was chosen. It's true, but he's the son of Micha. He's the son of Micha, says the Gemara. Who Yerovam? That's Yerovam. I'm sorry, who Nabat? Who Micha? Who Micha? He says, that's the people. Those are the people that came out from this door of Laga that's rebelled against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. They're fighting against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So then, look what's going to happen to them eventually, and eventually it's going to be to their children, and then Nabi is going to get the answer from Elohim, and who's so upset. And then Nabi is going to come, he's going to say nobody's going to be left over from Yerovam. The Nabi says, big punishment for him, from his family. He says, what the situation is, because he convinced some Israel not to go to Jerusalem, and maybe he'd do Avodah Zarah. But behind it is that all this family really does not belong in this world because they really should have died in the world. So Moshe Rabbeinu saved them. Moshe Rabbeinu saved them. He says, look what's going to be from you saving them. You saving them is going to make this golden calf, is going to make this Yom Memechi. All the tragedy was because Moshe Rabbeinu, as we say, did not trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu's judgment about this little baby. His name was Moshe.
Why is Sar Pasha's downfall?
Like, why does
he have to be punished
through
the hand of
Sar Pasha? No, because Sar Pasha said that the whole idea of coming out of Mitzrayim is because of me.
Okay. Well,